Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today's class is from the prayers by Queen Kunti. Since I've come here, my classes have all been about chanting. So this is a very nice prayer. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitang jana ta eva pashyanti achirena tavakang bhava pravaho paramang padam bhujam. Now you get them to repeat what you say. Kunti prays.
Kunti oro.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Aquellos que continuamente escuchan.
Aquellos que continuamente escuchan.
Cantan y repiten.
Cantan y repiten.
Tus actividades trascendentales.
Tus actividades trascendentales.
O sienten mucho placer al hacerlo.
Sienten mucho placer al hacerlo.
Ellos van a ver tus pies de lotos.
Ellos van a ver tus pies de loto.
Que por sí mismos pueden detener la repetición de nacimiento y muerte.
Que por sí mismos pueden detener la repetición de nacimientos y muertes.
Very good. So before I read the purport, I will explain this verse.
Entonces, antes de leer el significado por Srila Prabhupada, voy a explicar el verso.
So Kunti is Krishna's aunt.
Entonces, Kunti.
And she is aware of Krishna's position as God.
Y ella está clara de la posición de Krishna como Dios.
These prayers that she offered,
estas oraciones que ella ofrece,
were after the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Fueron después de la batalla en el campo de Kurukshetra.
After her sons, the Pandavas,
luego de sus hijos, los Pandavas,
headed by Yudhishthira, was enthroned as king of the world. Krishna's design for the battle of Kurukshetra was to see that Yudhishthira become king of the world. Because Krishna always wants to see that his devotee is in charge.
Porque Krishna le gusta ver que su devoto es siempre el que está a cargo.
At the time Krishna descended,
en el momento que Krishna descendió,
the world was overburdened by demons.
El mundo estaba sobrepoblado de demonios.
And Mother Earth requested,
y la Madre Tierra pidió,
that Krishna come to relieve her burden. So, one of the final scenes,
entonces, una de las escenas finales,
was the battle of Kurukshetra.
Fue la batalla de Kurukshetra.
Millions of demons were killed.
Millones de demonios fueron matados.
And Yudhishthira was crowned world emperor.
Y Yudhishthira fue coronado como el emperador de todo el mundo.
Since Krishna's business was finished in Hastinapur, Krishna decided it was time for him to return back to Dwaraka.
Krishna decidió que ya era el momento de regresar a Dwaraka.
As he was getting on his chariot,
entonces, cuando él estaba subiendo su carroza,
Kunti stopped him,
Kunti lo detuvo,
and offered many prayers.
Y le ofreció muchas oraciones.
And in those prayers,
y en aquellas oraciones,
She reveals to us
ella se
that she is aware of Krishna's position as God. Unlike the residents of Vrindavan, they do not think Krishna is God. Even they sometimes see that he is. Immediately, Yoga Maya covers them. And they forget that he's God. And instead, their love for Krishna overcomes them. This especially happened to Yashoda. When she saw herself and the universe and Krishna within Krishna's mouth, she became bewildered. But immediately, she was consumed by motherly affection. And that is what Krishna wants. He does not want the residents of Vrindavan to think of him as God. Because that would cripple their love and affection for him. And that's not what he wants. He wants to experience with them spontaneous, intimate love and affection. Kunti here is teaching us about hearing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya instructs us that hearing and chanting are the two most important items of devotional service.
Que el cantar y el escuchar son los dos ítems más importantes en la ejecución del servicio devocional.
We cannot go to the other seven
no podemos irnos a los otros siete
until we are fixed up in hearing and chanting.
Hasta que estemos fijos en el escuchar y el cantar.
Hearing and chanting goes on even in the transcendental world.
El cantar y el escuchar siguen ocurriendo incluso en el mundo transcendental.
Therefore, what we are doing now as devotees is practice. We are practicing for the real devotional service, which we will experience in Vaikuntha. So we are simply practicing, getting ready, like any athlete. They spend so many hours practicing for the big game. We are spending a lifetime of practice, technically called sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is in two stages. One is called under rules and regulations. That is the stage we are on, known as Vaidhi Bhakti. Later, we will come to the spontaneous stage, known as Ragatmika, or Raganuga. We don't have to worry. We just have to perfect Vaidhi. And naturally, automatically, we will be promoted to the spontaneous Raganuga stage. Nothing to worry about. Simply practice the rules and regulations strictly.
Simplemente practiquen estrictamente las reglas y regulaciones.
With full enthusiasm.
Con total entusiasmo.
And patience.
Y mucha paciencia.
Kunti is praying directly to Krishna.
Kunti entonces está orando directamente a Krishna.
He's seating on the chariot.
Él está sentado en su carroza.
She is appealing to him.
Ella está apelándole a él.
She doesn't want him to leave.
Ella no quiere que él se vaya.
In one of these prayers,
en una de estas oraciones,
she says,
ella dice,
Krishna, when we were in danger,
Krishna, cuando nosotros estábamos en peligro,
you were always with us,
tú siempre estuviste con nosotros,
to protect us,
para protegernos,
to save us.
Y para salvarnos.
But now that everything is fine,
pero ahora que está todo bien,
now you're leaving.
Ahora te vas.
Better we have the dangers again.
Es mejor que tuviéramos todos los peligros de nuevo.
Because then we'll have you.
Porque en ese entonces te tenemos a ti.
So Kunti's vision is very, very elevated.
Entonces, la visión de Kunti es muy, muy elevada.
She prefers danger than having happy life. So in this verse, she's talking about a certain kind of devotee. They are continuously hearing and chanting and repeating Krishna's name, fame, and form. Or his words, or his activities. The same thing is mentioned by Krishna in chapter 4 of Bhagavad Gita. Where Krishna says that anyone who understands in truth his birth and activities, they are not coming back again to take birth. They are going to his abode. Simply for understanding Krishna factually. We can understand Krishna factually by studying the authorized books, primarily Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and understanding them through Srila Prabhupada's purports, or through the explanation of your own spiritual master. Because your spiritual master is a representative of Srila
Prabhupada.
Now, this verse also says that even if you can appreciate somebody else, if you can appreciate their devotional service, that is also very good.
Eso también es muy bueno.
Because that means you are free of envy.
Eso quiere decir que usted está libre de envidia.
And envy is the original sin.
Y la envidia es el pecado original.
So, as you engage in hearing and chanting, gradually you will see Krishna's lotus feet. And that is the only way to end the cycle of repeated birth and death. As Lord Chaitanya was told at his initiation. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Namai Vikivalam. Kalo nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. That there is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way than chanting the holy name of Krishna. This is something we should all clearly understand. Only by hearing and chanting will we cross over the ocean of birth and death. Kartals. Kirtan. Play drum, please. Harmonium. Where is my harmonium player?
They're practicing for a play for Buddha Purnima.
Ah, okay.
Many people practicing.
But he's here. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Open the window. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
God cannot be seen by our material senses.
Dios no puede ser visto por nuestros sentidos materiales.
The agnostic,
los agnósticos,
the one who does neither believe or not believe in God, he says, I will believe in God when he shows himself to me. But that is ludicrous. That is not intelligent. Because God does not come down to your terms. Just like you cannot tell the judge your opinion. He doesn't care for your opinion. You have to care about his opinion. He's in the superior position. So what to speak of God? God can be seen, but on his terms, not your terms. That's the problem. So the question is, God can be seen, but are you willing to do what it takes to see God? Not that he is going to come to you in your living room and dance for you, or come on the television. No. He stipulates in his book how he can be seen. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya quoted from the Upanishads, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukehi Jivadau Svayam Eva Sparatyadaha. I will explain. This shloka is very important. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi means that with your blunt material senses, with your gross senses, you cannot understand Krishna's name, fame, form, pastimes, or anything, not with these senses. He can only be seen with transcendental senses, purified senses, senses freed from sin, spiritualized senses. Then you can begin to see God.
Entonces, ahí usted puede empezar a ver a Dios.
And the key word is Sevan Mukhe.
Y la palabra clave es Sevan Mukhe.
Service.
Es servicio.
The understanding and seeing of God begins with humble, submissive service. And that service begins with the lengua, the tongue. The tongue does two things. Vibrate sound, and taste food.
Y puede saborear la comida.
That's what the tongue likes to do.
Eso es lo que la lengua le gusta hacer.
As proven by the cell phone. You spend so much time on cell phone. Even in the temple. Because the tongue likes to. And science says. The karmis say. Women talk more than men. They have done research. On a daily basis, women speak so many thousand words, and men less. This is not a sexist remark. This is scientific research. So don't be mad at me. And the tongue also wants to taste.
Y la lengua también quiere probar.
So, the tongue is used to understand God.
Entonces, la lengua es usada para entender a Dios.
The tongue is used to chant Krishna's name.
La lengua es usada para cantar el nombre de Krishna.
The tongue is used to repeat the words of Krishna. The tongue is used to describe Krishna.
La lengua es usada para describir a Krishna.
That is service.
Eso es servicio.
And the tongue is used to taste Krishna prasad.
La lengua está hecha para poder saborear el Krishna prasad.
If the tongue is engaged in these two things,
si es que la lengua está ocupada en estas dos cosas,
in service to Krishna, then you can begin to realize God.
Entonces, usted puede comenzar a realizar a Dios.
Therefore, the word in the verse said, Spurati.
Entonces, la palabra en este verso dice, Spurati.
God reveals himself.
Que Dios se revela a sí mismo.
It is a gradual process.
Es un proceso gradual.
Depending on how serious you are. The problem is we're not serious.
El problema es que no somos serios.
That is our problem.
Y ese es nuestro problema.
Why are we not serious?
Ahora, ¿por qué es que no somos serios?
Maya.
Por Maya.
Maya has that power.
Maya tiene ese poder.
To distract you.
De poder distraernos.
Maya has that power.
Maya tiene poder.
To divert your attention. And as you try to get out of her clutches, she comes on stronger. So you have to become more determined. You have to do more chanting and tasting prasad. Because Maya does not play nice. She does her service expertly.
Ella hace su servicio expertamente.
She's doing her service.
Ella está haciendo su servicio.
Tempting you.
Tentándolos.
Alluring you.
Alucinándolos.
Trying to distract you.
Trata de distraerlos.
That's what she does.
Eso es lo que ella hace.
This is service. May Krishna bless you. Can you? So we must understand the formula.
Entonces, debemos entender la formula.
It is simply with the tongue.
Es simplemente con la lengua.
That we begin our service.
Que nosotros comenzamos nuestro servicio.
Now, if you ever find yourself,
si usted alguna vez logra encontrarse a sí mismo,
you wake up one day and you realize
y usted se da cuenta
that you are in Maya,
de que usted está en Maya,
You should remember how to get out.
¿Cómo salir de ella?
If you want to get out of Maya,
si usted quiere salir de Maya,
begin to hear and chant.
Comience a escuchar y cantar.
Hear from Prabhupada. Hear from devotees. Just begin hearing.
Tan solo comienza por escuchar.
The hearing will gradually lead to chanting.
El escuchar va a gradualmente llevarlos al cantar.
And as soon as you begin hearing and chanting,
y en cuanto ustedes comienzan a escuchar y cantar,
then you're getting out of Maya.
Entonces, es cuando ustedes están saliendo de Maya.
As long as you're hearing and chanting, you are saved. You are protected. So always be engaged in hearing and chanting. That is the secret of success. There is a nice story that I read today in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Would you like to hear it? All right. So first, they took our instruments away. We have manos. Manos. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So, tomorrow is Gaur Purnim.
Entonces mañana es Gaur Purnima.
Gaur Purnim is our new year.
El Gaur Purnima es nuestro año nuevo.
We have two new years.
Nosotros tenemos dos años nuevos.
Govardhan
Puja
is one of our new years. But even more so, Gaura Purnima. Happy New Year. So when Lord Chaitanya was in Benares, on his way back from visiting Vrindavan, he spent 2 months teaching Sanatan Goswami. During that time, he had a major preaching conquest. He conquered the number two Mayavadi preacher in all of India. In Jagannath Puri, he had already converted the number one Mayavadi. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. In Benares was number two. Prakashananda Saraswati. He had 60,000 Mayavadi sannyasi disciples. 60,000
discípulos mayavadis.
Mucho.
Muchos.
So, before the conversion,
entonces, antes de la conversión,
this Prakashananda Saraswati did not think highly of Lord Chaitanya.
Prakashananda Saraswati no pensaba ni consideraba muy muy elevado hasta el señor Chaitanya.
He understood that Lord Chaitanya took sannyas.
Él entendió que el señor Chaitanya tomó sannyas.
In the Mayavad Sampradaya.
En la Sampradaya Mayavadi.
But he did not behave like a Mayavadi.
Pero él no se comportaba como un Mayavadi.
And Prakashananda thought he was immature.
Y entonces Prakashananda pensaba que esto era porque él era inmaduro.
He looked down on him.
Él lo miraba hacia abajo.
As if he were lower caste.
Así como si él fuera de una casta más baja.
He thought he was a sentimentalist.
Él pensaba que el señor Chaitanya era un sentimentalista.
So one day,
entonces un día,
there was a brahmana.
Había un brahmana.
And he saw Lord Chaitanya engaging in Sankirtan. And he became very impressed. He had such a high regard for Lord Chaitanya. So he spoke to Prakashananda. And was glorifying Lord Chaitanya to him. And Prakashananda did not like it. He warned the Brahmin, don't associate with that Chaitanya. You will fall down. He is not good. Sentimentalist. Fanatic. He associates with the low people. Doing his chanting and dancing. The proper activity for a Mayavadi sannyasi is not this chanting and dancing. No. Meditation. Studying Vedanta Sutra. That is the proper duty of Mayavadi sannyasis. Not this sentimental chanting and crying. And don't associate with
Chaitanya.
But the Brahmin had already been convinced. By Lord Chaitanya. So, the Brahmin went back to Lord Chaitanya. The Brahmin, Hare Krishna. And explained everything to him. And he wanted to know that Prakashananda mentioned your name three times. He kept saying, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. But he didn't say your full name. Because Chaitanya's full name was Krishna Chaitanya. So the Brahmana wanted to know that he said your name Chaitanya and blaspheming you. But he could not say the name Krishna. Why? Why he could not say Krishna? The Brahmin said, when I see you, I want to chant the name Krishna. Hari. But Prakashananda could not. So that's when Lord Chaitanya explained that anyone who is an offender, they cannot say the name Krishna. If I am an offender, I am not permitted to say the name Krishna.
No se me permite decir el nombre Krishna.
So if you can say the name Krishna,
Krishna. Krishna.
Entonces, si ustedes pueden decir el nombre Krishna,
you know you're good.
Entonces, saben que son buenos.
And if you cannot say the name Krishna,
si ustedes no pueden pronunciar el nombre Krishna,
muy malo. Simple test.
Una prueba muy simple.
I've seen so many times people even come to the temple and the kirtan is going on and they stand like this. They cannot say Krishna's name. Even they're looking at Krishna. The lips are sealed. No Krishna comes out. Those people I don't want to see. Because they're offenders. Everybody chant. Okay. So there are no offenders here. Lord Chaitanya explained that Krishna's name is transcendentally blissful. Krishna's name bestows all benedictions because it is Krishna himself. And Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure. Reservoir means big tank, a big tank of pleasure. Who wants pleasure? Then chant Krishna's name. Krishna's name is complete.
El nombre de Krishna es completo.
And in Krishna's name,
y en el nombre de Krishna,
there are all kinds of mellows or tastes.
Hay todo tipo de velocidades.
Krishna's name is not a material sound.
El nombre de Krishna no es un sonido material.
Regardless of the time, place, or circumstance. It is never material.
Nunca es material.
That's why you cannot make up your own mantra. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. It's not transcendental. No, Krishna's name is transcendental. No less powerful than Krishna himself. There's no question of Maya when it comes to Krishna's name. Krishna and his name, identical. If I say Lavin or Lakshman, same person. Claro? So if I say Krishna and his name, exactly the same. No difference. Everybody chant one time. One more time. One more. All right.